From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Larry Summer, the president's national economic advisor, says he's leaving the post at the end of the year to return to academia. As NPR's John Itzde reports, Summer's announcement was unexpected.
The brilliant but sometimes abrasive Summers has long said he'd likely leave the administration after 2 years, but his announcement was a surprise. President Obama had hinted at possible departures during a town hall meeting Monday when he said the work done by his economic team had been tough and, quote, they're going to have a whole range of decisions about family that would factor into whether they stayed on. The president went on to say that Summers and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, quote, have done an outstanding job, as have my whole economic team. Summers will join two other top White House economic officials who've left their posts, OMB Director Peter Orszag and Kristi Romer, who headed the Council of Economic Advisers. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Democrats are lamenting their failure to muster up enough votes to pass a defense policy bill. Republicans oppose the measure because of a provision to repeal the ban on gays in the military. Democratic Senator Carl Levin is chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He says it's unfortunate that the measure won't even be debated.
It is outrageous, and it's sad that the Republicans have banded together to refuse to even let us begin debate on a bill which is so critically important to our nation's defense and so vital to the well-being of the men and women in uniform and their families.
Democrats were 4 votes shy of the number needed to allow debate on the bill, which authorizes $727 billion in defense spending, including a pay raise for troops. There is concern that a wildfire that destroyed 3 homes near Salt Lake City could flare up again. NPR's Howard Berkus tells us that fire officials are monitoring weather forecasts, calling for conditions conducive to fires.
The National Weather Service has issued another red flag warning for the Salt Lake Valley, which includes Harriman, Utah, and the Camp Williams National Guard base, where the so-called machine gun fire continues to burn. The blaze turned away from neighborhoods early Monday, and all but 450 homes remain evacuated. But the forecast includes very low humidity, high temperatures, and gusting winds. More than 500 firefighters have contained about 25% of the fire, which has burned about 7 square miles of grass and brush. Hotspots continue to smolder and could be fanned by high winds. The Utah Army National Guard has accepted responsibility for the fire, which was sparked Sunday by machine gun training during a red flag warning. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Asian markets are mixed this hour. The Nikkei is down. Hong Kong and Shanghai shares are higher. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks closed mixed. The Dow gained 7 points. The Nasdaq fell 6. This is NPR News. Former President Bill Clinton is urging corporations and nonprofit groups to promote global economic growth. He says a concerted effort is needed to handle what he predicts will be a growing number of natural and man-made disasters caused by climate change. Speaking at his 6th annual Global Initiative Summit, Clinton says preparations should be made for dealing with the economic costs of the disasters. More than 1,300 people, including heads of state, are scheduled to gather in New York for the summit, which ends on Thursday. Argentina is stepping up its conflict with the United Kingdom over the disputed Falkland Islands. Uruguay has also joined in and is backing Argentina's claims. As Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires, Argentina's president plans to take her case to the United Nations.
The Falkland Islands lie about 400 miles off the coast of Argentina. Britain has occupied them for almost 200 years, but Argentina has always maintained the islands are theirs. The discovery of oil offshore the islands has seen President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner step up her war of words. This week, at Argentina's request, Uruguay refused a British warship permission to dock in Montevideo. Then Argentina informed a Spanish trawler that had been fishing in Falkland Islands waters that it could not cross through Argentina's waters on its way to Uruguay. Kirchner plans to ask the UN General Assembly on Friday to demand that the UK adhere to UN resolutions and negotiate the future of the islands. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
A convicted rapist and murderer could soon become the first prisoner to be put to death in California in over 4 years. Officials at San Quentin say improvements to the state's death chamber should be completed in time for the inmate's scheduled execution next week. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington. Support